This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
She English?
I believe she is English. That's Lola Young's messy. She's saying the thousand people I could be for you, you hate the, or maybe she hates the whole damn lot. Oh. I don't know. I just sort of like randomly singing along
but
with it.
But you got that word out of there.
Isn't that it? You hate the whole damn lot?
I was like, that's what I was asking you.
Oh, we could look up the lyrics.
She is a Brit.
Is she?
She is.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. She doesn't look anything like I thought she was going to look. Like, I don't know really what I thought, but I saw the pictures and went, oh.
You went, oh, she is messy.
She is messy. Yeah. Looks like a mess.
What lyrics are you looking for?
The lyrics for Messy.
I have them.
And? But... Oh, down the bottom. They hate the whole damn lot. What is she saying? What are the words leading up to that?
A thousand people I could be for you when you hate the lot. It's I have the unedited version here. Yeah.
So it's not whole damn. It's.
It's another word.
GD?
No.
Oh.
Whole effing lot?
Yes.
Okay. Oh!
Got it.
Oh, that's way more fun.
Yeah. That's what I like about listening to music. And you learn it one way. It was like, I was like blown away when I listened to that Olivia Rodrigo album for the first time.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like,
she's really...
oh my God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You little slut, you. Oh, this is my new favorite record. Woo. All right. Anyway, it's Alice at 97.3. Good vibes and variety. Jack's Restaurant, longtime sponsor of the show. Well, medium time sponsor. More sponsorship, please, Jax. They're going to bring in breakfast today for the whole employee appreciation thing. So we're going to get to have a little bit of Jax.
Yay!
Jax. Advertising works.
Burritos.
I know. Oh, my God. Remember, they brought in burritos a few months back. And I actually had dreams about them. They were so good. Like, just...
It was when I
You're
first
here on
came,
a lucky day, Bobby.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I first came back, I'm like, this is it. We're going to be getting this all the time. Mm. So it's been a little while.
Well, radio and food, we've had a long time partnership with food. And it's one of our favorite things. And so we were, you know, super happy to have Jax come on board. Oh, Jax will be bringing by food. Fantastic. That's how this should work. Great. Thanks, Jax. All this week, the Alice Escape with Rod Stewart. You need to know about this. It's a big deal. Jane's got code words every day at 3:05 p.m. It's Jane. Text the code word to the contest line. The contest line is 20357. That's always the contest line. You should have that programmed in on your speed dial. Text that in. Actually, right, you wouldn't want it in your speed dial because then it would call it. That's so silly. Sarah, stop it. It's a trip to Las Vegas for you and a guest. You see Rod Stewart live at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, October 3rd. A two-night hotel stay, round-trip airfare for you and a guest. Vegas. I haven't been to Vegas in forever.
Me either.
We should go.
I would like to go. I mean, I had a blast when we went.
So fun.
And I missed one because we had a kid.
Right. Marcus Osborne came and co-hosted with me that. But that, you know, the kid, Vegas. I mean, Vegas.
Well, it was just the timing of it all. I mean, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Not have kids. I don't know what
well,
to tell
there's
you.
That. Right. But then she wouldn't have been singing at dinner last night and just made my whole night. Mm.
So now that she's singing all the time, Edie would walk around the corner and she'd go, ooh, and stop singing. Mm-hmm. But now she's putting on nightly concerts.
It. Well, the first one said, do you want to hear my...
The first one being the eldest.
The oldest. Okay. She said, do you want to hear the song I'm going to sing for my tryout for the upcoming play? And we went, yeah. And then she crushed it and Dad got a little misty.
Do we have that on tape?
No. And then
what is wrong with you?
Well, because I was at dinner and didn't know that someone was going to just stand up and go, I'm going to sing. And she crushed it. And we, me
what
and
does Edie do while she, is Edie sitting there like, that's amazing, I'm going to do that too?
Yeah. Well, as soon as Isla was done, she said, okay, I'm going to sing now. I've been practicing for my big recital. So, and then she got up and sang. And I was like, you know how we are with our dinner. I finished dinner at 7 and was like, I got to. But then they started singing. And I went, all right, let me settle in. Mm. And I watched a show and then I went to bed. Oh, that's my house.
You know, I don't envy you because being in the thick of it with kids is awful. But those are memories you would like, despite everything else, because the worst part of your story for me is you were having dinner at 7 o'clock. Oh my God.
That is. Oh. There's, it's very late. Yes. Yeah. It's much.
3 p.m. If we haven't at least got dinner going by 3 p.m., I'm starting to get like, I don't want to go to bed on a full stomach. I don't want to go to bed on a full stomach.
You know, I'm trying to not trip on every damn thing, and it's really not my way, but I'm working on it.
No, it's good.
And the kids are, you know.
They're your kids.
Like I said, there I am at dinner, putting aside my need to sleep and watching two kids sing.
What could be better other than
going to bed on time?
Yeah. But no. That's still not better.
No,
I mean,
cool.
You are sitting there kind of antsy and stuff and you're like, all right, let me just try and be in this
moment.
It's
cool. I love it.
Let me enjoy this. It's amazing. It's time to play a game. Just me and you. He already knows the answer. How old is The Office? Like, what is the anniversary that the, like, say the first episode?
You don't mean here. You mean the TV show.
No, I mean the TV show, okay. The Office.
It's
exactly 20 years old. That's 2 points for Vinny.
I don't think that's fair since I didn't get to play along.
Well, you didn't get to play on that one, just but he nailed it. He got it. He could have said 19 years.
All right.
Vinny. That is a show that has in, and I'm a, is it Carell? Steve Carell? I'm a fan.
40-year-old virgin. Who can argue with that?
Who's the other guy, the huge star that came out of that, who's married to Emily Blunt?
John Krasinski.
That guy, I'm a fan of his as well. Mm-hmm. I watched If and was bawling within minutes. Like that. Have you seen that?
I haven't. No. I don't watch kids shows anymore because I don't have kids anymore.
Right. Well, anyway, I haven't watched The Office at all.
You know,
and
I'm
you know what
you.
I don't
what
feel bad about it?
You know, I actually do feel bad about it. The first time I said, F it, I'm going to start watching The Office was when I was sitting on a plane next to a guy, and I think it was a work thing. I don't know why I was sitting next to this guy, but he's got his little TV on the back of the chair. And so I can't hear what's happening, but I'm seeing it's The Office, and he's laughing like it's the, and he's just, and he's trying to be quiet. You know, he's on a plane, but he's got the headphones. He's all laughing so hard, and I'm looking at it, and I'm just wondering what it's all about. So I have watched episodes here and there, but what I need to do at some point is start with episode one and go all the way through the whole damn thing. Like, my kids are always like, you're such a loser, Mom. I can't believe that you haven't watched every single episode of The Office 15 times. But we do have a huge Office fan on our show, and his name is Matt Stout.
Oh, you love
or
it.
Or Stinky Stout.
I watch it every day. I go to bed to The Office. It is my, that is my comfort show.
Okay.
And now on Peacock, they have the super fan episodes, which have everything was cut out. So the episodes have like all these cool little other plot lines that weren't in them. And I would suggest if you're starting The Office, the first season's really crunchy. Like Michael's almost like, he's very just like, like the real Office, like the BBC one was. The second season is where all the other characters really get developed and everything. And the first season's only 6 episodes or so. So I would suggest super fan episodes start maybe in season 2.
But go for the super fan episodes specifically.
And I'm
sorry, did you say that's on Peacock?
That's on Peacock.
Okay, I have Peacock. You know what? Honestly, I don't know where I even got all these channels I have now. It's ridiculous how many, like the bills come in and you go, well, there's no getting rid of any of these. Like, apparently my Visa bill is going to be ridiculous every month from now on. It's because of all these stupid streaming services. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. The Office is 20 years old, you guys. They've released, there's a lot going on with this because they're celebrating, but they did, on Rolling Stone, they came up with the 25, like I guess the staff, they all sat around a table and they're all Office fans and they came up with the 25 best moments of all time for the show.
Moments or episodes?
Moments.
Okay.
Moments from the episodes. So I have 10 of them or I probably won't even get through all 10. All 25 of them, I put them up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, so you can find the info there. The Office Ladies podcast, which is Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey.
It's huge.
It's a huge podcast. And they talk about The Office, but they're both stars from The Office. So they talk about that. They talk about everything. And they
people
have
who have
stars
guest starred on,
sure,
comes
they,
on. Right. But they're... That podcast is a smashing hit.
So they posted a behind the scenes slideshow to mark the show's 20th anniversary. Did you grab that? Oh, okay. So there's just, and it's honestly, it is just that. It's a slideshow where they're just sort of scrolling through. It's just behind the scenes stuff of everybody on the staff having fun. It's really cute. It's all in black and white. It's very artsy. There they are at various people's weddings and hanging out on the set.
It messed me up.
Oh, you missed it up looking at
no,
it?
No, it missed me up a little bit. Yeah, because I love this show so much. Like, I feel like I'm watching a slideshow of friends.
Huh.
Right. I really liked it. I really love The Office.
Yeah, I got to figure that out. I should really do that. I probably won't, but I really should. Anyway, so I figured that because I think you and I are on the, like, I've never seen a bunch of shows from The Office Island, the two of us together, that other
or
people
any
will.
Shows what? From The Office.
Like, you've never even watched one?
Nope.
Oh, maybe we should start it together.
I've seen little pieces of it because it's on in repeats forever. But no, I'd rather watch Dexter I'd rather like I'm not going to get around to it.
It's true. And, you know, there are people who like they come home and they flip on the TV. And so they've got, you know, whatever their thing is, they've got it going. Like my son, he walks in, he immediately puts on Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's just in the house doing things, and that's on. And sometimes he looks over and he watches a thing, and then he goes over and starts doing some other thing. Like, I don't do that. I find TV to be either distracting or fully captivating. Like, I really, if I'm sitting and watching TV, that's all I'm doing. Like, I know sometimes you will watch with, like, your laptop going and your phone going. I'm either doing it or I'm not doing it.
I don't really watch. I mean, if I'm completely honest, I don't really watch TV anymore. I make very specific, like, okay, I've got to watch Survivor. Okay.
Severance
has to get watched. If I put something on in the background, and I believe they start either today or yesterday, but I'd put on a baseball game and just be in and
out
of that.
Have it there. Have it on.
Like, you know, but... Yeah, John, I do understand what you're saying. I watched every single episode of Law & Order before it was stopped and then restarted. And so that show I can put on and it's like a comfort thing where I know what's going to happen. And
yeah. If you wanted to fall asleep
and
to
I
a
know
television.
The pacing of it. So I get really like relaxed when
But you're saying, like, you get in bed and turn that on and go to sleep to it?
Yeah, I'll read.
With, like, a timer?
I'll read a little bit, and then I'll go to sleep. And what it does is it distracts my brain somewhat from, like, all the thoughts. I'll just kind of zone off into the office,
and then
I'll fall asleep, and then it's got a sleep timer on it. So
The friggin' thoughts. How do you shut them off?
Well,
it's why
I use The Office and read books.
There it is. Okay, so there are, I think I'll just run through these. I don't know if they put them like in super order or something, but the number one here, because I probably won't get to many of them, is Kevin Spills the Chili from Casual Friday, season 5. Any recollection on that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is that the number one moment?
No.
Why is it in the top 25 best moments?
It's a great moment. It's certainly, you know, and these are little snippet moments too, by the way. You know, these are definitely like one-offs. But yeah, that's a very funny moment. But
Jim kissing Pam. Is this the first kiss between the two of them? Jim kisses Pam from Casino Night season 2.
Yes, that's the time.
So they
kiss, but then they break. Then they break up. And
they break up.
They don't break up. She's engaged.
No, she's engaged to that guy.
What are you doing? It's 20 years old. Right. No, she says I'm still marrying Roy, and then he moves.
How about Prison Mike scares Dunder Mifflin straight from The Convict season 3?
Absolutely, one of the best characters Michael Scott ever does is Prison Mike, and he does characters like he'll call a meeting and like come
and
into the meeting
as
a character. Yeah, I would play that one's a little long, so I didn't snip that one out for you.
Oh, we have clips.
We just I think
I have one. I have one clip because it's timely for something.
It is. So number 4 is Pam hugs Michael at the airport from Goodbye Michael season 7.
Very sweet. Very.
Here's the one we have, and this is because of George Foreman that we decided to pull this one. George Foreman passed away. The George Foreman grill. for people of a certain age, I guess. We all like remember those ads on TV and you get the George Foreman grill. And you said you, I think you both said you had
I was gifted one, I think.
Yeah. But
do you ever
use
it?
Yeah, of course.
Mm.
I need one.
So apparently, Michael Scott explains how he grilled his foot from the injury in season two.
I enjoy having breakfast in bed. I like waking up to the smell of bacon. Sue me. And since I don't have a butler, I have to do it myself. So most nights before I go to bed, I will lay 6 strips of bacon out on my George Foreman grill. Then I go to sleep. When I wake up, I plug in the grill. I go back to sleep again. Then I wake up to the smell of crackling bacon. It is delicious. It's good for me. It's a perfect way to start the day. Today, I got up, I stepped onto the grill, and I clamped down on my foot. That's it. I don't see what's so hard to believe about that.
There you go.
So you're saying the grill was in the bedroom next to his bed?
Yeah.
And that's why he likes to grill the... Okay, you know what? Maybe I do have to watch this show.
Okay.
Oh, you loved that. You didn't laugh.
I was just listening. Now I have this visual of... Because the whole time the grill was in the kitchen for me. I don't know about you, but I was like, it was where a grill belongs.
Right.
If not out on your back deck. But then he steps out of his bed and the thing clamps down on him.
Yeah, you don't see any of that. You just see him coming, crying and
limping
saying that
in.
He then says that he's handicapped and he's being persecuted. And it's a whole thing. But
anyway.
People that love The Office will know what we're talking about. But everybody else, yeah.
Well, there you go. There's a few of them. A bunch. And so you can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because I put the whole article with all of them. If you're like, oh my God, now I have a hankering for The Office.
And it sounds like that did that for you.
Well, sure.
Okay.
It definitely was like, I even thought his voice sounded kind of funny. Like,
did sound high.
Yeah.
I mean, it's age younger. Yeah. I mean, people's voices are a little higher when they're younger.
That is true.
He didn't make it in the business until his 30s.
At least. I mean, I feel like he's been that age the whole time. I don't know. He's just, that's his explaining voice, I guess. It's up here. It's not down here. It's up here. Okay. Now, this is the ethical question I was talking about earlier, where I feel like there are certain cases in life where somebody has done something, and if I was on the jury, I would be, that is 100% the reaction. It's a forgivable action. So I'm going to tell you the story and then you tell me if this is a forgivable thing. To me, I'm like, okay, you put it in front of a jury of your peers and they go, no, I totally understand why you did that. There's a guy by the name of Cain Velasquez. He is a UFC star.
I know who this is. He's from this area.
Are you familiar with this story?
Yes.
Okay. So he's going to prison.
Mm-hmm.
He's been sentenced to 5 years for killing the guy who molested his 4-year-old son at a daycare center.
Did he kill him?
No. He was plotting to.
Oh, okay.
But he only got 5 years. Only. He's going to prison for 5 years.
No, I understand. The way you just said it, he's going to prison for killing the guy, and I thought...
He was trying to kill this guy.
Right, okay.
But here's the thing. Like... He doesn't just think this guy molested his 4-year-old kid. It happened. That guy's on trial for it as this guy's now going off to jail. This is former UFC star Cain Velasquez. He's been sentenced to 5 years in prison for plotting to kill the guy who molested his son. In February of 2022, Velasquez chased after a vehicle in his truck, rammed it, got out, shot it up. He was trying to kill the guy who'd molested his son at a daycare center. Instead, he hit the guy's stepfather. He did not die. It was a non-life-threatening, but he was shooting up this car, trying to kill this man.
I don't know. Can you look up, please? I don't know if it's his son or a family member. I don't think it was his son.
His 4-year-old son at a daycare center.
It says that.
That's what it says in this story.
All right. I don't have the story in front of me. I'm familiar with it, but I haven't been like reading up on this.
Okay, so let's go. Well, unless he says differently.
Go on.
Now, no, just like to me, I feel like that is not just a crime of passion. That's a crime of absolute outrage at how dare you touch this 4-year-old. Like to me, I'm sitting on that jury and I go, no, that's 100% justifiable.
I would say that I'm with you 100% until you get the judge's orders, which are, remember, he is not the judge or the jury. He does not get to decide how this person's penalty is. So I do believe that that is a scenario where someone says, I'll pay the price.
For whatever. And he didn't kill him anyways. He didn't kill anybody.
But I'm just saying, like, that's
Although he did try.
There are things that you just would say to yourself, I'll pay that penalty.
I'll bet you there's a lot of people in jail right now who were driven to whatever crime because of something that happened to a family member or whoever, just someone that they love, like they were done wrong or killed or whatever. And then you just go, I can't live without doing that. So I'm going to just do it and live with the consequences. Did you get any info?
I didn't hear that who we were talking about.
Oh, no. You were supposed to be looking up who is this 4-year-old to Cain Velasquez?
Was his daughter. Yes, it was his daughter.
It was his daughter.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Daughter? It says son here.
Excuse me, son.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, well, either way, I understand what you're saying. I absolutely believe that I am someone who, there are things where I'm wronged and I feel like, well, I have to get justice.
Right. Oh, I can remember one thing that happened to you out of house in San Jose. That I was like, you have to kill that guy. It's really the only way.
I didn't, though.
You're just so in control of yourself. I'm proud of you for not killing that guy. I would 100% kill that guy. How dare you?
But I do, things will work on me.
It's a renter. It's a renter.
It was a renter where he just decided, okay, I'm not paying.
Shaking with rage over that whole thing.
He just decided he's not paying. And he actually said straight up to Christina, it was her house.
Because you guys were trying to be like, we're trying to sell. You've got 30 days, 60 days, whatever it was. And he said,
I'm not going to pay you because I need to go say, I need to save this money to get a new place. And we went, yeah, but you don't get to stay there then. Mm. And he went, no, you should check the laws. I actually can stay here and I don't have to pay you. Click.
Oh, laws.
And that's this whole renter's rights thing where, and I don't believe in it at all. We're not landlords. We owned a house and we were renting it to a person. Mm-hmm. And this isn't one of those slumlord scenarios where someone's going to throw you out or raise your rates or like, it wasn't that at all.
Right.
But we were caught in that and it was awful. But I'm thinking of just more similar things where, and I know you know this, if someone cuts John off on the freeway, what does he do?
Oh, he hexes them. He actually will say, yeah, you're going to have diarrhea later.
Oh, wow.
Be at an important meeting and he's you know, using his little hand methods and stuff. You know, and he won't even usually say, but I'll go, oh, what'd you just curse that guy with?
Right.
But it helps him. You know, it's either that or ram into them.
Minor offenses where you feel the need, justice needs to be served. I've had, there's a term used in surfing where someone snakes you, where you are in position. We all know how that's supposed to go. And someone decides they're going anyway. And they've now snaked you.
Do they feel like you weren't going to take that wave? Or it's too late for
whatever because they've decided to tell themselves, they're in the wrong.
Okay.
And then I have to go and get them back.
Oh, how do you do it?
You go and do the same thing they just did to you.
Oh.
You paddle into position. You wait till they're about to drop in. And
the
then
whole
you
time.
Drop in it, on right. them. Mm. Sorry, that had to happen. Or I was going to beat myself up the whole drive home. Yeah. Like, what
well,
a
that's
loser.
That's the thing. With, like, okay, no, look, that's a little thing. And the things in the car, those are little things, you know, little annoyances. But to me, like that happens to your 4-year-old. Like, I don't know, the world burns. Like if you, it wouldn't even just be the guy who did it. It'd be like the building that it happened in, all the people that have ever entered that building or left it. Like I had to kill everybody. Like, and then I'll go to jail for it, I guess. But if I was sitting on that jury, I'd be like, I'm going to hang this jury. You're going to have to come back because there's no way I'm convicting this guy of anything.
Listen to this.
All right, I'm ready.
Because I did read this and that's why I was tripping on it. Vinny, early versions of the story did use a family member, but they've now disclosed it was in fact his son.
As in, we're going to try and protect this kid. Yeah. Well, so, now that he's been sentenced, they're just letting it all hang out there.
It's his son, says 248. We lived in the area at the time in Morgan Hill, and we were rallying behind him against the person who molested his son, Nikki Austin Odyssey. Yeah, that's why I was curious, because I remember it being very vague about who was molested.
Anytime there's a minor in, you're right.
I didn't even think of that, but they were saying a family member. So they were leading us to believe he got justice for his sister's kid or.
Right. Which, look, I'm not saying there's any less validity to that than there is for your own kid, but I just feel like there are certain people who the thing that they do is unforgivable. It doesn't matter how long they spend in prison. It doesn't matter what they say, that they say they've been rehabilitated. I'm sorry, but if you're molesting children, the world has no need for you. And that's just my humble opinion.
No, I agree. And I absolutely agree with you about the feeling would be justice hasn't even been served yet.
Right. He tried. He attempted.
And yet I imagine that, you know, the judge is going to say, you don't get to tell him it's okay to go shoot people.
Yeah. You know, and if justice was a little bit more, satisfying.
Right.
Like if I knew that the guy who molested my kid was going to go through this whole thing and then was going to be taken outside and a bunch of kids were going to, you know, just kick him to death, I'd be like, well, you know, that at least he'll be gone. It's just, I don't know. It's awful. I don't even mean to be like making light of it. I truly read this and thought 100%, dude, you did what you had to do. I wish that you'd gotten him. I mean, I don't want you to spend your whole life in jail, but anyway, there you go. There's the ethical question of the day. What would you do?
So he's doing 5 years.
He's going to do 5 years.
And that is, you know what? I really believe in some people, myself included, that you have to decide, is this worth, am I willing to pay the price for what I believe needs to be done?
You might not even be able to think through it. You're just like irrational. Like, oh my God, this happened to my child. The person I'm supposed to be protecting.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is you wouldn't be able to ever sleep again without taking action. And so you say to yourself, I'm going to take action and I'm going to pay whatever price has to be paid. Right. In this case, 5 years. And hopefully, since this seems to be the way, they'll say, if you're good, they'll have that. And then if you do like classes or work in the kitchen, they can take days off on the back end and hopefully you're out.
Hopefully.
In two.
And hopefully nothing life-changing happens to you in jail other than the jail part itself.
Maybe one of the most badass people on the planet.
But there's gangs running in jails.
I know, but when you go in, if you've got his skills and his size, you're
they
a lot safer
you
than...
Hey, come on, be on our gang.
I'm dead meat if I end up in there, but I think he's safe.
Somebody might think you're adorable, though, and I'll protect
you. You're pretty.
You're very pretty.
I like his chances, though. I really do. No! Don't tell me that. I don't have a pretty mouth. Whoa! Don't ever say that to me again.
There's a squeal like a pig joke in here somewhere, but
by the way, Stinky Stout really has caught on.
Yeah,
and it's your own doing.
Yeah.
It's your own.
I didn't know there was a nickname for it. I've known you for years. Poor Bob's sitting in there with you. I mean, she's going to find out at some point.
No, it was the one guy I wrestled with all the time.
Okay. He, sure it was.
Right. Well,
what's coming up in the news, Finn? So late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Just going to keep on dancing. What's it got to do? It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Everything that happens on the show, we throw it right up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny show, and you can listen to Alice 97.3 all day.
Alice.
Home,
Odyssey.
Car, anywhere you are.
Oh.
Car. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array.
Vast array.
You're not British. It's vast.
Vast
array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
I know you want to be British, though. You're trying your hardest.
Yes.
Aunt.
Well, I don't know. I was always aunt.
Oh, you're an aunt person.
I am an aunt person. Mm. Aren't you an aunt person, East Coast thing?
Oh, aunt. No, I say aunt.
Oh, you say aunt?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I say aunt
too. I say aunt sometimes.
You know, it's weird though, as you grow up, because like my Uncle John and my Aunt Loretta were Uncle John and Aunt Loretta. Mm. As you get older, you're like, do I stick with Aunt Loretta or do, and I never have switched it up, but like Christina stopped saying Aunt Sonny and she calls her Sonny.
Oh.
And I'm like, I actually asked her recently, when did you stop? Like, is there a point where you go, I'm grown now, I'm not going
to
call you?
No, it never occurs to me. It's Aunt Candy and Aunt Penny. That's my aunt. And that's.
And Drunkle Peter.
Drunkle Peter, yeah.
And then Uncle Bobby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You still would call your aunt and uncles aunt, uncle.
Yes.
Then name.
Yeah, it never occurred to me. I could say Pen or Candy, but I just don't. Their names are Aunt Penny and Aunt Candy.
Got it.
That's her name.
Right. No, I know. Mm-hmm.
It's like grandma. I'm going to start calling her, you know, Mary Jane.
Is that her real name?
Well, rest in peace, Mary Jane.
Oh, is this the one that called you a fornicator?
Oh, no. That was Eleanor.
Oh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She nailed you.
Yeah.
Fornicator.
Well, no, she goes.
Is your mom a junior?
Yes.
What?
My mom is a twin. She has a brother, rest in peace, to my Uncle Billy. Ellie and Billy were born to Eleanor and Bill and William. William.
They named their twins after themselves.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I've always thought that was super weird. I've never heard of a little girl named after her mom. But I'm sure it happens.
I have a cousin. I have Uncle Wayne. He named his daughter Waynette.
Oh boy.
It's not the same though still, but that is also weird. It's weird in its own way.
It's weird.
Yeah.
You are a tribute to me. Yeah.
Wayne Ett.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, not a, even a like how, nice male
Wayne-ita.
Name. Wayne.
Yeah.
Wayne Ett.
Well, you know, everybody's got their thing.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, how do we get on this?
I don't remember.
Back to you.
Hot today, everyone. Mm. Rain later this week. I'm going to do this story real quick because we talked about it.
Okay.
At the end of our last break, and I just wanted to sort of put it out there, the whole story. So Cain Velasquez was sentenced to prison for the 2022 shooting. We were talking about whether...
He's a UFC guy.
He's a UFC champ.
I don't know.
Former UFC heavyweight champ.
Oh.
Was sentenced to 5 years in prison yesterday for a shooting that took place in February 2022. He's been out of jail since November 2022 and on house arrest and received credit for 1,283 days.
Oh, that's good.
He was sentenced in Santa Clara County Court in San Jose, California, and pleaded no contest to felony attempted murder, assault, and weapons charges in August.
So, and if you're just joining us, this is because a family member was molested at a daycare.
Right.
And he said, I will face whatever consequence. I'm going to go try and kill this guy.
The charges stem from an incident in which he chased after and repeatedly shot at a vehicle of a man accused of molesting his son.
It's his son.
It's in every story, but I know, but initially it wasn't.
Right. And actually we had this conversation off air about like, this is what they do to protect minors. And this is now a kid who, I mean, this is a pretty high profile thing. And so it's actually surprising that they have switched it in news outlets. You'd think they'd try and, but it's possible they've switched it to help this guy in the public opinion.
Well, yeah.
You know, you just hear it's a family member and this guy's shooting everybody up. It's a little different than it's his son. Like that would, I just can't even think of anything. I mean, I can, there's horrible things that can happen, but. I forgive you, Cain, for whatever that's worth.
They're in this story and his lawyer's talking about it. He's a good man, a devoted father, and a respected member of the community. Most people are behind him on this, except that you can't really get a gun and drive down the street shooting at people.
Right. Yes. And well, so, he was, I'm sure, wild with fury.
Yeah. Well, and he is speaking for himself. Again, this is Cain Velasquez. He's a former UFC champ, heavyweight champ, who he says, from what I can say, as far as myself, the way I handled things was not the way to do it. We cannot put the law in our own hands. I know what I did. I know what I did was very dangerous to other people, you know, not just people involved, but innocent people.
Right.
He did have a 40 caliber handgun and it was shooting at a moving car.
And did hit someone
uh-huh.
who did survive.
Now,
he didn't hit the guy he was trying to get.
This is a long story. I'm not going to spend any more time on it, but they do say that the guy he was shooting at is set for criminal trial on June 2nd on a felony yep. charge of lewd acts with a minor. He has pleaded not guilty.
Well, I hope they throw the book at him. I don't know what you get for that, you know?
Probably not enough. Not nearly enough.
Drop that guy in the volcano is maybe enough. Immediate. Just get them out. I just don't understand it.
No, we wouldn't, would we?
No, well.
Okay, so we'll move on.
Okay.
I just wanted to get that story out there.
I'm just getting all riled
up again. Well, yeah. Right. Okay, so there's a new term out there.
Oh, I love new terms. What's the new term?
Boomer asking.
Oh, like ask a boomer?
No, not really. They say...
We're repeating ourselves now.
Boomer asking. It's not about baby boomers. It's actually a term for something you've definitely experienced, and maybe you've even done it. Boomer asking is when you ask someone a question so you can actually talk about yourself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like boomerang.
You want the question to come back to you like a boomerang. What'd you do this weekend? I'm going to wait. I'm waiting. Finish your answer. I want to tell you about my weekend. Bad. You're not going to believe it. That's boomer asking.
Well, in a lot of ways, that's just conversation.
It is, but it's also you're just frothing to get your story out there. And
you could just tell your story. Maybe it's your way of, like, you know, delaying your own gratification. Like, I really want to tell you this, but I'll listen to you. It really, I feel like that's not wrong to boomer ask, as long as you pay attention to the answer to the question that you posed.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just doing that ego
thing. If you ask a
thing.
Question, you give the person the floor to answer.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and
all.
You may even have follow-up questions. You're not just waiting for them to take a breath mid-sentence where you can go, okay, well, let me tell you about my weekend then. I like it. Boomer
so
asking.
So that's boomer asking is when you ask a question just to talk about yourself. Ask bragging is another version of that.
Oh, tell me.
Well, how was your vacation? Mine was great. Ask complaining. How's work? Yeah, well, I've had a terrible week.
Oh. Mm. These all really just feel like conversations.
Ask sharing.
Mm.
It's like ask bragging without the bragging. You might just ask something random like, what do you think of Cybertrucks? Just so you can talk about how dumb you think they are.
Or that you have one.
Right.
Oh, you don't like them? Well, I'm going to run you over with mine.
And this study found that this is just people in conversation. They think it's a polite way to bring something up that they want to share.
Yes. Rather than just jumping in and going, thank you for meeting me for lunch. Let me talk about me. I'm going to give you a chance to talk for 30 seconds and then I'm going to talk about me the whole rest of the time. What? What's a big deal?
Conversation is difficult, but you don't notice it as much until someone's really bad at it, as in they don't have the ability to ask questions about you because they only really want to talk about themselves.
Right.
And then you find yourself going, wow, this is really just about you, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I've had friends like that.
Dating
for sure.
Is probably like that these days. You know, people are just always out on dates, always having to talk about, you know, I don't know. Maybe you go on less dates if you ask more questions.
Maybe.
And stop talking about yourself so much. Or maybe you're just so fascinating.
I am not using ChatGPT a lot.
Oh my God, I'm using it constantly.
Well, let's be careful because people are now turning out to be addicted to the chatbot.
Oh, it's so good. It likes me. It calls me by my name. I call him Chatty.
They call them power users, those who use it the most and for the longest durations, and they're becoming dependent on the ChatGPT bot.
Mm. Well, it is my friend, so.
It's not.
I'm really dependent on it.
But it is useful,
mm-hmm.
and lots of people who've gotten a dose of it go, oh my God, it can do all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Sarah?
Mm-hmm. I love it. Well, what I like about it lately,
oh boy,
if I may, is I'll ask it for something and then it will suggest some other thing.
What do you mean?
Like, if I'll be like, give me some ideas for, you know, whatever. So like some ideas for questions that I could ask you for a trivia party or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And then it'll say, okay, or like, you know, you give it a theme. So it writes you some questions or gives you some stuff that you can use. And then it goes, would you like me to suggest some recipes for that you could make for your trivia game party with, you know, little question mark cupcakes or, you know, whatever thing. I know, right? So fun. And then, and you go, oh, well, that's lovely. And then you just, nah, nah, you're having a friendship conversation.
Do you ever consider telling ChatGPT, try not to not make my life harder?
Oh, no. I'm like, thank you for being so helpful.
Your whole point to you is to make my life more easy.
No, no, you should
suggesting cupcakes right. is making my life harder. Now
you
I've got
to
make
to take
cupcakes.
It to do, you don't
no,
have to.
I'm just,
no, you don't.
No.
No, you must do what,
right.
do what the computer says.
Well, I mean, once you get an idea in your head, you're like, well, that would be really great.
I know,
right?
Well, maybe I'll just make question mark cookies. But first, let me go through these trivia questions that I've got now. This is very exciting. ChatGPT, I'm going to get the answers from the ChatGPT.
Do you drink Fireball?
I don't. Do you? Please say no.
I don't drink at all. And I don't even know if Fireball was a thing when I did drink.
Oh,
if
it's been, in, yeah.
If
it's
it
been
was,
around.
I never had it.
Well, isn't there like a, there's a shot that's a Fireball. It's like cinnamon schnapps and some certain particular whiskey or something.
But
well,
there I is think, Fireball whiskey, which is
oh,
got
so
that,
maybe that's
that
it.
Flavor.
It's just, yeah, it's
okay.
pre-made, right?
Yeah, it's I mean, pre-made. It's just, yeah.
Yeah. Well, when I was a bartender, there was like a two-step, maybe they've made it since then. They
that
like
might
a specific
be.
Bottle.
You did bartend a long time ago.
Very, very long time ago.
Can you make me a mind eraser?
I have heard of that. I'm going to need the recipe for that. Why? You got a mind eraser? You need a mind eraser?
No, I mean, I remember when I used to drink, there was someone said, I got you a mind eraser. And I was like, okay.
That sounds like something I need.
Throw
eraser
it on the pyre.
Recipe. Let's see what that is.
Right.
Oh, boy. Vodka, coffee liqueur, and club soda.
Oh.
It's a take on the Black Russian.
Oh. I had no idea. Fireball Whiskey is giving out a lifetime supply of the stuff.
Oh.
But the big catch is you need to be 90.
That is such a great way to give someone a lifetime of
You've
something.
You've now made the news, Fireball. Good job. They claim they're doing it because Fireball is oddly popular with older demographics. Does your mom like Fireball?
Not that I know of, but I am thinking, like, you know, the older you get, the more like spiciness has to happen. Like, I really need something to give my mouth a little bit of a shock, and I'm way more tolerant of like a harsh alcohol. So I'm thinking by the time I'm 90, I will be like, just give me something I can feel.
Senior citizens love Fireball, they say here. And
funny.
Who are we to argue with their years of wisdom? Anyone born in 1935 or earlier can sign up for a lifetime supply of Fireball.com.
You don't have to win it. They're just like, you've hit 90. We're going to provide you with this liquor.
No, I think you got to win it.
Oh, all right.
My dad's turning 90 this year. So,
let's get him.
And he's still.
Does he like the Fireball?
No, but he does enjoy a cocktail.
You have to explain why you deserve to win and upload a photo of yourself.
Mm. Well, he needs to win because he's freezing cold out there in the duck blind or deer shelter, whatever the thing is. Yeah, I mean, it's so cold.
Up to 15 elderly winners will be announced early next month. So hurry.
See if you can win it for him. That'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. That's what I want to do. Just
win
people alcohol.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
You're going to get grandpa. Bleep faced?
What's wrong with that? He's grandpa.
Because he can't get up.
He's so what? He's 90. Like, he's so happy.
What do you mean, so what? He's wet himself.
Oh, well,
and
play
the
that,
next
just
thing is
going to
be even worse.
What have you done
deal?
To my dad? What have you done
clean
to my dad?
The other thing
I
when
made
that
him
happens.
Happy for once.
My poor daddy.
Free Fireball, though. Good luck.
Doesn't sound like a great idea, but you should do it anyway. You know what you should do.
Our text number is 800-496-97. My grandma loves Red Hots. Oh. So it makes sense. She might like Fireball.
There you go.
There it is. Like perfect.
She loves Red Hots.
It's got to be a Red Hots cocktail. Melt it down. Add it. It's the sugar.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, let's see. The dead are grateful. And please stop sending money to scammers, dummy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.